Welcome to episode number 7 of Unapologetically Overcoming, the podcast. I'm your host, Jess Marie, and I am not going to have a guest today. Instead, I'm going to be talking about self-care. So I want to ask you all a question. When is the last time you did something for yourself? For some of you, that answer could be recently. For others, it may have been a really long time, or maybe even never. Now, you might be wondering why I'm talking about self-care on a podcast that is about stigmas. The reason is because there actually is stigma related to self-care. Lots of people think that self-care is selfish. I'm here to let you all know that there's nothing selfish about taking care of yourself. I'm going to say that again for anybody who may have missed it the first time. There's nothing selfish about taking care of yourself. The definition of self-care, according to the Oxford Dictionary, is the practice of taking action to preserve or improve one's own health. It's also defined as the practice of taking an active role in protecting one's own well-being and happiness, in particular during periods of stress. So now I want to ask you another question. If the definition of self-care has to do with preserving your own health, how can that be considered selfish? When exactly did it become selfish to care about your own health? If you're sick, it's not selfish to go to the doctors and get medicine, is it? No, it's not. So try taking this view. Think about self-care as another kind of medicine. Anything that you can do for yourself is your self-care medicine. Now, self-care is unique to you. You get to decide what your self-care regimen looks like. It might be similar to someone else's, or it might look completely different. Neither are wrong. It really is about doing something, or several things, for yourself to make yourself feel good. Making yourself happy and making yourself feel good should never be considered a bad thing. Start putting yourself first. Start showing up for yourself like you show up for others. Release that guilt you have regarding saying no to others. Because if you're not practicing self-care, you're actually saying no to yourself. And if you can do that, why can't you start saying no to others? Say yes to yourself. Now, I'm going to offer a little disclaimer here, because some of you are probably thinking that you don't have the time or you don't have the money for any form of self-care. Well, guess what? Self-care doesn't have to be time-consuming or expensive or extravagant. If you can't afford a manicure or a pedicure, go to the drugstore and buy your own nail polish and do it yourself at home. If you can't afford to go to a concert or a show, make a playlist of your favorite songs or listen to a podcast. If you can't afford to go to the movies, pop some popcorn, watch a movie at home, read a book, meditate, write down some positive and encouraging affirmations that you can read to yourself, take a hot bath or shower, go for a walk or a run if that's something you enjoy. Do anything that brings you joy and happiness. And if you don't have a lot of time, because I can see some of you thinking, I can't possibly fit that in my schedule, guess what? You can. Self-care doesn't have to be time-consuming. And if time management is an issue for you, start with just finding a few minutes one day out of the week, or even every other week, or once a month to start, if that's all you can manage. Once you realize that you can fit it in your schedule, add a few more minutes, or an additional day. Then after you've done this, think about how nice it feels to be kind to yourself. It's not selfish at all to be kind to yourself and feel good. This topic actually reminds me of a quote that I heard on one of my favorite podcasts, and they had a guest who I wish I could remember her name so that I could give her the credit for this quote, but they were talking about self-care, and she said, "Self-care isn't selfish, it's self-full." And that quote has stuck with me because it's 100% true. So now anytime I hear someone talking about self-care as being selfish, I share that quote with them. And I'd like to encourage all of you to remember that quote too. Get rid of all those excuses of why you can't take care of yourself and remember all of the reasons that you deserve to put yourself first. After all, if you want to continue to show up for others, you have to show up for yourself first. So before I end today, I challenge each and every one of you to do something for yourself today. It can be something big or something small. And then I want you to reflect on how that made you feel and try to remember that feeling the next time you try to talk yourself out of doing something for you. And with that, remember, be kind to yourself, be kind to each other, and be unapologetically you. Thank you, everyone, for listening.